Good morning and welcome to Zone About Town on 104.5 The Zone. The economy is finally turning around, but many people still find themselves unemployed. Many of those are accounting professionals, and this week during the National Association of Black Accountants annual convention, a career expo could help folks find their next job. In addition, the NABA convention will offer a host of seminars, community service, a public forum, and a sweepstakes where someone will find themselves driving home a brand new Nissan. We spoke with Manuel Torres, the NABA convention chair, to learn more.
Manuel, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Barbara. I'm happy to be here and glad for the opportunity.
Yeah, well, you know, I know you're also the convention chair, so you have been a busy person the last several weeks, I'm sure. And I'm glad you had some time for me today. Tell us a little bit about the convention and what are some of the things that people can expect? I know that there are some events that are open to the public and some that might even offer some life-changing business opportunities.
Absolutely. So our convention is kind of a culmination of a bunch of things. It's a celebration for a successful fiscal year, but it's also an opportunity for us to bring our members together for different networking and development opportunities. So the key component from a corporate perspective is the development and education of our members. So you would bring your members out to learn how to be better employees, better people, learn some specific technical updates and things like that to make them more valuable to you as an employer. But from a life-changing perspective, I think that the big thing that we'd be referring to there is, you know, maybe there's somebody that's unemployed or underemployed. The biggest thing we can offer there is not just the training, but also the opportunity to participate in our Career Expo, which happens on Friday, where we'll have somewhere around 75 companies that are actively hiring people with business backgrounds, particularly in finance and accounting.
Yeah, and you know, really the economy, it's picking up quite a bit here in Nashville, but it also, you know, there's still a lot of folks that that are struggling to get back on their feet and find a position. And so it's a great opportunity. It's going to be at Gaylord Opryland, which is always a fun place to visit any time of year. And what kind of companies can folks expect to be there? I know you said there's going to be over 70. So what are some of the fields that people can think about looking at?
Well, there are a ton of companies that will be there looking for positions ranging from, you know, entry-level accounting and financial analyst type roles up to senior management roles. And, you know, there's some household names that will be present. Bank of America is a big one, Goldman Sachs, the big four accounting firms, a ton of our partners who have active positions that they're looking for. They're not just there to collect resumes.
Mm-hmm.
They're there to hire people. You know, one of our partners, especially JPMorgan Chase, they're known for hiring people on the spot.
Yeah.
So if you're looking for an opportunity, this is a great chance for you to come out and meet the key people that can make the hiring decisions.
Yeah, well, you have sort of the rock stars in the financial world that are going to be there then.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's amazing. Now, does somebody have to be a NABA member in order to come to the job fair, or is it open to anybody who's just looking for something?
I would love for everybody to be a member. and when you come out and take advantage of this great opportunity, I think you'll find value in our membership. But membership is not required. The only thing required is a business degree and a resume.
You do
have to come in and register to get a badge to get into the expo, but you don't have to be a NABA member.
I'm speaking with Manuel Torres. He's corporate manager of operations for the National Association of Black Accountants. Their convention is this week. It's Wednesday through Saturday at Gaylord Opryland Hotel, and there's a lot of fabulous things, as we've been talking about, a career fair, which is, oh my gosh, it sounds really amazing. I think it sounds wonderful, and you're going to have some really superstars in the financial and business world that are going to be there. I know that there's also an opportunity to win a car, which tell us a little bit about that. I think anybody wants a chance for that.
A car is always good, right? It gets everybody's attention.
Yeah.
This year, in support of our national scholarship program, we provide scholarships to our student members who go to schools across the country and go through a rigorous application process. But to help drive those funds, we partner with Nissan, who's headquartered right there in the Nashville area, and we partner with them for a car sweepstakes. So we will be giving away a car on Saturday evening at a promotional event where you can enter in by making a donation into the scholarship fund and be eligible to win that car.
That's unbelievable. So do you have to be present to win or to be the beneficiary of this sweepstakes?
You don't have to be present to win. You don't have to be on site to register to win. You can do it all online through our website. If you just go to our website at nabainc.org, right on the front page, you'll see a shiny red Nissan that you can click on and enter into the process.
Yeah, and it's a fabulous car. It's a Nissan Altima, I believe, right?
Absolutely, and I've seen it, and they have this really nice color blue that we took a picture with 2 weeks ago. If I won, that's the color that I would choose.
Yeah, it's a lovely car, and they've redesigned it. And I must say, any car that you don't have to pay for is fantastic and beautiful. But this actually is a beautiful car, so it's wonderful, and goes to a really really worthy cause. You guys have student chapters right here in Nashville, don't you?
Correct. There's a Nashville student chapter that covers the schools in the area.
Yeah, and of course that would be Tennessee State, Fisk, Vanderbilt probably. We have a Lipscomb.
Correct.
We have more universities in this area than should be in a city this size, but it's really an amazing place with lots of institutions of higher learning. And if students want to be part of this, they're eligible to come to the conference and come to all these events as well?
Absolutely. There's a specific student track. So while they could benefit from some of the sessions that are targeted towards the professionals, we really specialize and give them the information that they need while you're students to prepare to be a professional, and also to expose you to the professionals to network so that it makes it a little bit easier when you're looking for that opportunity when you graduate.
Yeah, it is competitive, and I think it sounds like being part of this organization, even as a student, really gives you that little edge that most people really need, that leg up.
I think it gives you a really good head start from a couple of different angles. But the key thing, you know, the students, when they join, they look at us for the job opportunities.
Sure.
The biggest thing that we can really do for them, though, is the development. So when you come out and you work with us, you become a member, you go to the local chapter events, you go to the regional student conference, you come to the national convention, you're being molded. You may not realize it, but you're being molded to be prepared to be successful in that job when you come out of school.
Yeah, it's How fabulous. I mean, if I was a student in the field, I can't imagine not joining, because why not? It's just kind of a no-brainer. I'm speaking with Manuel Torres. He's Corporate Manager of Operations for the National Association of Black Accountants. They've got their annual convention right here in Nashville at Opryland coming up this week, Wednesday through Saturday. And Manuel, I wanted to also talk a little bit about the day of service, because you guys, one of your traditions really every year is to spend some time giving back to the community that you're in. And you're offering something really special in the form of financial literacy workshops and things like that.
Absolutely. So a few years ago, you know, we did the studies and realized that we bring in somewhere between $2 and $3 million of revenue into the city. But shortly after we leave, everybody forgets that happened.
Sure.
So we decided a few years ago to implement some programs that have a longer lasting impact on the community. The first of which was the what we call our Day of Service. So this year, the Day of Service is at Glencliff High School.
Right.
And we'll be doing some renovating work out there. We're going to have probably about 125 volunteers that come over and, you know, I would say roll up the sleeves, but they have T-shirts that they'll
be wearing.
Yeah,
it's too warm to be rolling up sleeves.
And we're going to, you know, get in there, clean it up, make the school ready for use in the fall, and, you know, have a lasting impact. The other thing that you mentioned and that I want to expand on is the financial education workshop.
Yeah.
You know, with a group of accountants and finance professionals in town, it'd be a shame if we couldn't share some of that knowledge with the local community. So we will be performing a financial education workshop series that will expose the members that come out to, you know, different hot topics within the accounting, finance, mortgages, credit, financial planning. You know, we are partnering with Bank of America to provide that, and it's at the Matthew Walker Health Center.
Mm-hmm.
So we definitely encourage everybody from the community to come out and participate in that and take advantage of the knowledge that'll be in town.
Yeah, and of course, it's always a good time to go visit Matthew Walker, but it's a great opportunity. I mean, a lot of people, because of the economy, have, I think, found themselves confused, upside down, you know, in some sort of financial turmoil. And so this is an opportunity to get some help from some really top high-level professionals that are donating their time. So I think that's amazing. And one thing I did want to touch on briefly is, in addition to all of this public stuff that's happening and opportunities for everybody. There's going to be some really great information that's delivered. And one of the key pieces of information is centered around a report that was commissioned by through the Nielsen company that has taken a look at African-American buying power. And I know you're not an expert on all of this, but touch a little bit on that and what people can expect to learn from that.
I'm really excited about the event. It's called our public forum. And during that public forum, we're going to have Cheryl Pearson McNeil, who's a senior vice president over at the Nielsen Company, talk to us about the report, the detail of the report, what it means, and how we can use that information in our lives day to day, and from some of our corporate partners, how they can leverage that information to make their products more meaningful, purchased more, however they want to look at it within the Black community. I'm excited because I learned so much in just reading that report about, you know, some history and some statistical and demographic changes over the past 10 or 12 years. I'm really excited to hear her speak and then hear some of the two panels that will be a part of that presentation, where we'll have some senior business leaders from companies like Walmart and Diageo and Clorox up there talking about how information like this contained in this report helps them drive their business, how they use Black employees that work for, as an example, inside of Clorox, to help them understand how the Black consumer mind works, how they can better service that market. So I'm excited about it, but I'm really excited about the impact. I think as a community, the Black community hasn't really realized the power of the dollar. In that report, one of the biggest things I learned is if you pulled the African American household income into one, you know, pot, it would be the 15th or 16th largest economy in the world.
Wow.
And that represents a lot of buying power. So hearing, you know, seeing the data behind this, it was amazing to me. And it's stuff that you don't normally think about when you read that report, you can't help but personalize it. You know, it's one of the key things. It says the bulk of shopping, household shopping, is done by women.
Yeah.
And then I thought back to my house, wait, that doesn't work in my house. I do all the grocery shopping.
Well, yeah, well, maybe that's a way to change things up a little bit and share some of that burden. But yeah, I mean, it really is very, very interesting. And I think that it really helps dispel some myths, perhaps, about the economic realities in the Black community, that people might be better off than the general population thinks, or that common knowledge might think. So it really is interesting. I know that the results of that report are going to be discussed at the public forum, but certainly it'll be accessible, I think, at some point, probably online through your website.
Absolutely. And the report is available. We will be handing out, or there will be copies of the report made available on site at the public forum.
Manuel, it's a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you so much for taking time with me today.
Barbara, thank you. And I look forward to seeing members of the Nashville community at our convention.
Absolutely. Take care.